Let's start that out by doing a little shopping online. Taylor Schreiner on the phone line from Adobe, and they just out with their latest figures when it comes to online Christmas sales. Taylor, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thanks so very much, Steve. I appreciate it.
Hey, the numbers are big, aren't they?
The numbers are huge. I mean, we start by sorting through thousands of companies and millions of transactions. We've been doing that ever since the beginning of November, and the numbers to date, from the 1st of November to today, are almost $111 billion in sales just through today.
And that is, more than 15% up from last year?
We were predicting 15% above last year. Right now, we're at about 17.8% above last year's growth to this day.
And that is because people are buying more, or people are more often buying online?
Both. So we see two of the trends. We see a few trends going on here. One is overall retail is growing and growing by a significant number over this time period. We're also seeing more people shift more of their purchasing online. So we've seen a lot of the growth that's happened in retail overall coming online. And we've also seen, large percentages of people interested in making all of their purchases be online. I know for myself, when I thought about all the things I need to buy this season, I looked to make most of those purchases online because, we just don't have the time or the resources to go to the mall, go to the stores that we used to have.
And it's just so dang easy, Taylor. That's the thing. It's just so easy to do. And the other thing that I know that they needed growth in mobile devices, and I see that your numbers show that they're huge. We're buying a lot more on our phone than we did last year.
Yes, in fact, today we hit an exciting milestone. For all the purchases to date, more than 50% of the visits to retailers, so the visits to those websites, have come from not just mobile devices, from smartphones alone, so excluding even tablets. Half of the visits to retailers have come from smartphones, and 30% of the dollars spent have come from smartphone-driven purchases as well. And that is, due to two things. First of all, people are getting bigger phones with better options and more things they can do on them. But also, retailers have gotten really smart about how they take people through the online or on-phone purchase process. We've seen the time from initiating a visit to making a purchase or even just leaving the site for people coming to do shopping through the phone go down about 5% this year. So purchases on phones are faster, and there's a lot more of them going on this year.
And it's better for retailers. I mean, you mentioned the speed, which makes it easier, but obviously they're called mobile devices, but the mobility of it. You know, I can buy anything from anywhere with my phone, whereas if I'm using my laptop, by and large, I have to be back at home. That limits the time that I can buy things online.
Well, and that's really true today. So today is the Thursday before what is sometimes called Panic Saturday, the day before.
Yeah.
The last Saturday before Christmas, which pushes right up against Christmas this year. And what we're seeing is that 42% of people, when they're making that last-minute purchase, want to not only get it quickly, but they actually want to go to the store and pick it up. That would be their first preference. And so we've seen huge growth not only in mobile shopping, but in buy online, pick up in store shopping. So people are out there maybe shopping in one store, thinking about something someplace else. They're going to make that transaction on the phone because it's so easy, and then go pick it up because it's the quickest thing for them to do to get that present, especially now that we're coming up so close to Christmas and windows are closing.
I was looking at those numbers and how they've increased, and I guess when I didn't really get it. So, right, if I'm buying something now, I'm not going to want to worry about the shipping date. I'm going to go somewhere where I can pick it up. So it's almost a whole different way of shopping, right? You're still physically going to a store, and yet you're securing the purchase at home.
Absolutely. And that's actually one of the things we've really seen as a strong theme in retail this year, is that the line between what is offline and what is online has begun to blur.
Right.
More people want to touch a product before they go buy it in the store. And then more people want to go do their purchase on the phone or even on a desktop and then go pick it up in the store. And I think that's going to be a trend that we see continue, through the year and into the coming holiday season.
That's interesting to me. I just had never considered that why people would do that. But I guess it makes some sense there. I'm also interested in the fact that social media platforms are not a force when it comes to buying things. I got to tell you, Taylor, I bought something off an ad I saw on Instagram, and it was a bust. I finally got it in the mail. It didn't fit me by a wide margin. I mean, it just was a bad purchase. Why is it that social media platforms are lagging when it comes to this?
Well, it's a really interesting question, and it's one that we've put a lot of thought into. You know, in addition to all the transactions that we look at where a lot of the traffic comes from. And, you know, there are literally trillions of transactions that we are billions, adding up to a trillion of transactions that we look at. So we have to put a lot of artificial intelligence, Adobe Sensei artificial intelligence behind it to sort through and answer exactly the question that you're asking. And what we see is that overall traffic from social networks is increasing and increasing more quickly than any other channel. But it's off of a relatively small base for retail. So keep in mind, you might make other purchase decisions for other things like travel or renting a car or something like that. But for retail, it's off a relatively small base. And what our survey data tells us is that, yes, people are using social networks more and more, but they are actually telling us they are less likely to consider a social network as a source for looking for a gift idea than they were 2 years ago. And there's a lot that's been going on in social networks lately, and there's a lot of factors that have gone into that.
All right, we got 30 seconds left, though. You mentioned Panic Saturday. What should people be looking for in Panic Saturday? It looks like there are areas that there might be better buys than others.
Yeah, so the good news is three of the really high-ticket, high-value categories that people really look for are on deep discount this coming Saturday. So look for computers. Look for televisions, and look especially for toys, which have seen really deep discounts and have seen them stay low through this holiday season.
Is it going to be a big Saturday?
I think it's going to be a huge Saturday. It's definitely going to be an enormous season.
Taylor Schreiner, the director of Adobe Digital Insights. Great talking to you. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.